Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
Round the Clock Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase Sunday, August 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. at our new upscale location, the Zuri Restaurant at 117 South Watson Road at the Cypress Hotel off Highway 360 in Abrams in Arlington, Texas, with special guest recording artist
April Neville, renowned saxophonist, flutist, and singer Joyce Spencer.
Along with Christian comedian Brandy, Selah and Bully, and nationally acclaimed spoken word artist GF Soldier. Hosted by Carmina Barnett and E. Wilson, the Conversator. Get your tickets today by going to firstsunday.eventbrite.com. That's firstsunday.eventbrite.com or call 972-834-5936. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. It's First Sunday Showcase and Buffet from 2 to 5 p.m. brought to you by Round the Clock Entertainment, because at Round the Clock, we don't stop.
Platform. This is Michael Anthony Johnson and
Tabitha Johnson.
And we are live tonight. We are excited about what's going to take place on this show tonight. I'm telling you, we've got some innovative things that we've had on this show, but tonight is going to be pretty special. We have a wonderful innovator himself. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him before I bring him live. This is a treat for us, and it will be a treat for anybody that's listening in that is involved in music. As far as whether it's mainstream, gospel, Christian, whatever type of music, rock, if you're listening in, you've got some incredible things to take away from this program tonight. Let me introduce Scott Warner. Tonight is on our broadcast, and he's a serial entrepreneur. His portfolio of success covers everything from tech startups to restaurants, from online blogging to film. He has a visceral passion for building companies that are innovative, profitable, and viral. He's a go-getter who never settles for less than the best. Now, Scott has an uncanny ability to build teams who share the same vision. Currently, his endeavors are directed by a lifelong love of music and the recording industry. And as CEO of Gig.com, Scott opens doors for true fans of music and aspiring artists through the company's social media platform. Now, through Gig Talent Discovery Medium, Scott is able to find the best musicians on the planet. And Gig was recently named one of the top 10 startups of 2013 at South by Southwest by Complex Tech. Excuse my lisp here. But I'm introducing right now to the NIACOM platform. Please give Scott Warner, CEO of Gig Inc., a welcome. Welcome to the platform, Scott.
I appreciate it, Michael. I like it. That was really nice. I appreciate you saying that.
Hey, thanks for being on this platform, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about this platform that you have. And I'll look at a couple that you have that we want to talk about. But give us a little background of how you got involved with Gig and what Gig is right now. Just for our listening audience that do not know what Gig Inc. is and what it can provide for the music industry.
Yeah, you know, since I was a little kid, I've always had a tremendous love for music and for the arts, for movies, you know, entertainment. It's spiritual for me in a lot of ways. And, you know, I grew up with mom always playing music in the house, and my mom played the piano by ear, and she would always, you know, play for us, and we'd dance around, have a good time. And, you know, as I grew up, I found myself, we were pretty good dancers, or at least we thought we were. But the fact is, I've always had a tremendous love for the arts, for music, music especially, I would have to say. And, you know, as I grew older, I got involved in different business ventures, and you know, I just have always been super interested in getting involved in entertainment and in music. And, you know, as things kind of went on, I got introduced actually by a couple friends to a platform that they had put together that I thought was really, really cool. So I decided to throw some money at it. And as I started getting more involved and learning more about it, I knew that I loved what I was seeing, and I also saw an opportunity to get involved in something I loved, which was music. And, you know, as time has gone by, it's grown, and it's a snowball. I mean, it's the snowball effect. It just continues to grow and grow, and we're getting to work with some incredible people. So,
well, in a small amount of time, I believe you got involved with Gig back in, what, last year, 2012, right, January? Is that when you got involved with it? Okay, and
correct.
In a small amount of time, you've had a lot of success, and also you've had a lot of different artists that you've been collaborating with or bringing together. Tell us what this platform that you created or that Gig is utilizing to bring some really great artists together or create some creative juices amongst artists. How's that work? Tell us how that works.
So what we at Gig are all about is discovering and looking for the greatest artists in the world, and we won't stop until we find them. I believe that the internet is one of the greatest tools ever, you know, created with mankind, and I really believe that's a tool that can give us that far reach to help us discover, you know, those that want to be discovered. Most people feel or think that the way to get discovered is to go stand in line, you know, to go and be one of those television shows. There's a bunch of them. There's a boatload of them.
Sure.
But that's kind of the new way to get discovered, where, you know, we have a tool that's sitting right there available for any and all to submit videos and compete head-to-head. And that's actually what our platform's all about. We've created a way for artists to compete head-to-head, to open for their favorite artists on stage, to meet their favorite artist, to get backstage passes to a local venue where they can meet their favorite artist. And it's turning into something even bigger now, where these aspiring artists have a chance to get into the studio with some of these artists. And we've done a couple already. In fact, as we speak, you know, Skylar Gray is in the studio with Billy Shakespeare, who won the tournament that we announced on Bloomberg, you know, a couple weeks ago. So,
right,
it's a lot of fun. I mean,
tell us how you met Skylar Gray. I saw the YouTube video, but I thought it was quite interesting. She was looking for something quite like this, and you guys just met. It was just one of the phenomenal type of settings that you met in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was serendipitous, as she calls it. You know, she, interestingly enough, was actually a part of the show. We had an opener spot. The winner of our competition was able to open for Skylar Gray, for Warren G, and for P. Diddy in Austin, Texas,
right,
the South by Southwest, you know, convention. And she and I just so happened to be sitting right next to each other on our flight home. And we just started chatting. And, you know, she's kind of like, who is this dude? Like, what is this guy all about? And, you know, I knew who she was. And I just, you know, I just kind of slowly started telling her about what we were doing, and we just hit it off and became buddies quickly. And, you know, she didn't actually tell me about her idea until about a day or two later. That's when she approached me, you know, about her idea. She had been thinking about, you know, doing some type of contest, because she gets hit up all the time, having worked with Eminem and with Dre and P. Diddy. I mean, she's done videos, and she's written for all these guys. And, you know, artists, primarily rappers, have all reached out to her hoping to somehow collaborate with her. And so she thought, man, if I could just do some type of competition allowing these guys to compete or whatever, so I could give someone opportunity to collaborate with myself, I would love it. And she just happened to be sitting by me on a plane, so it worked out very well.
Pendledaily.com said that you guys are the, or they pinned anyways, that you guys are the poster children for the law of attraction. And that's, explain that in correlation how the platform that you guys created works.
You know, I that's awesome that they said that, but I think things happen for a reason. And, you know, there's so many artists that need an opportunity. All they need is that opportunity, and they get their shot. And so, like I said, our primary goal is really bringing goodness back to music in a lot of ways where it's been lost a little. And bringing brilliance back in a few ways. There's definitely still brilliant artists out there. I mean, there's some amazing stuff that's going on right now in the music industry. But I know there's more. And I truly believe that there are artists on the other side of the globe that just need that shot. And that's what the Internet provides. The Internet provides a way for us to see these kids or to see, I mean, anyone for that matter, see their talents, expose their talents, and once we see those talents, we'll put them in the place that best suits where they're most talented. Some kids are better writers than they are singers. Some kids are better guitar players than they are drummers. And, you know, we know that once we find them, we can put them in the right spot, and that's what's super special about some of the partners that I've been able to make and bring on over the course of the last, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Scott, I've being on this platform, I've heard a lot of incredible artists, this is for singers, and they don't have any opportunity like Skylar Grey or P. Diddy, but they are incredible artists, writers. And I want you to share something just even briefly with them, because they're listening and they listen to this show, and they're gospel artists, they're Christian artists, but they never get to a platform quite like those artists. Could you share something with them as far as how this could revolutionize your platform from Gig, could revolutionize the way they introduce themselves to the world? Because, you know, as a gospel artist, you know, they want to get out and they want to have the music impact this generation. But how can Gig and this platform that you've created really catapult them to that place where they'll be seen, where they'll be recognized, where they can meet other artists and collaborate?
Well, I can tell you this much, that we are in the process of working with a few artists that are gospel-oriented, Christian singers, some of the biggest and best you can possibly imagine. I'm actually getting ready to fly out to Nashville to meet with a few folks. And I don't know how much I can say outside of these are some of the biggest in the gospel game, you know, of music. My new partner, Patrick Leonard, who is, I mean, if you were to do some research on this guy, he's one of the best songwriters of our time. In fact, he just won the Juno Songwriter of the Year out in Canada just this a couple months ago for some of his recent work. But, you know, he is in the process of putting together some of the most amazing properties or Broadway shows, musicals that you've ever seen. One being the story of the Ten Commandments, and it's just amazing. And see what as we dial all this in, because there's still a lot of work that we need to get done. We are going to search for those that have great voices, that have incredible talent, that will compete head to head to really audition for spots in these roles, in these musicals, in these Broadway shows, and you know it's going to be incredible. And as soon as these things get up and out there, artists of all kinds will have a huge, huge opportunity. But, you know, we want to provide an opportunity for any and all artists. And it's going to be fun and interesting to see what we continue to find, because we're finding some great stuff right now, some great talent.
Wow. Now, can we dive in a little deeper about the new Gig social media application, and could you share a little bit more about that, just to whet the appetite of our listening audience?
Absolutely. So here's kind of what happened. So when I really started getting heavily involved with Gig and saw this opportunity that existed, we had we ran a cover contest with Maroon 5, and what Maroon 5 was wanting us to do is to help, you know, promote and get the word out about the re-release it was the 10-year anniversary of Songs About Jane. And so the contest that we ran on the site was, letting all fans, artists, fans of Maroon 5, we were allowing them to submit a video of their favorite song, covering their favorite song from the Songs About Jane album. And so we, when Maroon 5 started posting about this concept to their fans, we had a massive surge in traffic. I believe 189,000 unique visitors jumped on the site as soon as we made the announcement about the Maroon 5 contest. And so what we found is that as soon as the contest got up and running, there was a huge surge of traffic because everyone was excited and wanting to get involved. And as people or these different artists were not, you know, advancing in the bracket, you know, as far as the head-to-head competition, we were losing eyes on the site. And so it's crazy how this all worked out. My little sister, Haley, we were talking at a family get-together, and she mentioned an idea about, you know, aspiring artists, or not, excuse me, not aspiring artists, but fans of music, or, I mean, because everyone loves music, if there was a way to basically allow fans to use lyrics to express themselves or to, you know, say what they wanted to say, you know. And so I pretty much high-fived her and said, there it is. That is the stickiness that we need to create a social platform so that fans of music will have an opportunity to express and do what they love, which is listen and express themselves through music, through lyrics, and also give us that reach to music, to artists everywhere. So I created an app that allows, you know, fans of music, all fans of music, anyone and everyone, to express themselves using lyrics to say whatever they want to say. So it's ultimately defining your moment with lyrics. And we have millions and millions of songs that anyone can use to say whatever they want to say. And what better way to say it than through music? I mean, some of these artists that write songs, they spend years writing some of these amazing lyrics, and so we kind of get to steal them for a second to express whatever we want to say, right? So it's been a lot of fun.
And they can access this app. How can they access the application?
Yeah, they just go to the App Store and the Google Play or the App Store on you know the iPhone or whatever. You just type in Gig, G-I-G-G. So
right.
It's a double G at the end,
right.
G-I-G-G.
Okay,
so
let's take
you can pull it up and download it.
And I've done that from iTunes, and it's I've downloaded it from there, and I mean, and it's on my little iPad, and also we got it on a Samsung. I'm sorry, but I want to take a quick break, and I want to come back and talk about the Stadium of Five partnership in tournaments, and this is the third year, but I want you to talk about that and share about that with our audience in just a few minutes. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back in just a little bit afterwards from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
Round the Clock Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase Sunday, August 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. at our new upscale location, the Zuri Restaurant at 117 South Watson Road at the Cypress Hotel off Highway 360 in Abrams in Arlington, Texas, with special guest recording artist
April Neville.
Renowned
saxophonist, flutist, and singer Joyce Spencer.
Along with Christian comedian Brandy, Selah and Bully, and nationally acclaimed spoken word artist GF Soldier. Hosted by Carmina Barnett and E. Wilson, the Conversator. Get your tickets today by going to firstsunday.eventbrite.com. That's firstsunday.eventbrite.com or call 972-834-5936. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. It's First Sunday Showcase and Buffet from 2 to 5 p.m. Brought to you by Round the Clock Entertainment, because at Round the Clock, we don't stop.
We're back live. This is Michael Anthony Johnson, and we have Gig Inc. CEO Scott Warner. And we're, Captain and I, we're looking at a picture here, Scott, and it's of the Stadium of Fire, and it looks like they're awarding some checks. Tell us about the Stadium of Fire partnership that you had in the tournaments and what that's all about and what that's included with.
Yeah, we teamed up with BYU or Lavelle Edwards Stadium for a huge event that happens every year on the 4th of July. It's called the Stadium of Fire. This was our third year working with mm-hmm. them. And it's actually the biggest stage event show on the 4th of July in the U.S. 55,000 folks come to watch and have fun and celebrate, you know, the country's birth. And it's a great time. And we basically have some of the biggest artists out there. This past year, a month ago, we had Carly Rae Jepsen and Kelly Clarkson on stage. Last year, we had the Beach Boys, which actually was a lot of fun. I know they're old dogs, but hey, these guys still got it. Like I was incredibly impressed.
Yeah, that's right.
The year prior, we had Carrie Underwood. We've had, I think, Toby Keith. And so anyway, what we do is we provide an opportunity for artists to compete head-to-head to get on stage with these guys in front of this massive audience. And so, and on top of that, we have about 1.8 million viewers of the armed services that are watching it on a live stream link. So it gives a lot of exposure to these artists. And so it's been fantastic for us and has given – you know, artists a great chance to get some exposure. So,
what are they holding up here? I see some checks, and that's what the winners won some checks, or is that for the recording industry, or what is that? I see them holding up something.
Yeah,
with some dollar signs behind it.
we this past year we gave out $5,000 to the winner. So the winner of our tournament ended up getting a $5,000 check. So these checks you're seeing are little winnings, if you will. So they end up taking
cool.
some cash home. Yeah, in fact, the winner of our tournament this last year, they ended up getting, this $5,000 check and took it directly to the studio and started writing and putting together some new songs. These guys, the winners of our last tournament, the band's name is The Strike. These guys are incredibly talented, and they're going places. You watch.
And I know we had some discussion about the recent Bloomberg Next Big Thing conference where Skyler won. Tell us about this a little bit more, and are you planning to do more of these type of functions, and where is it happening across the country?
Yes. This Next Big Thing event that Bloomberg invited me to come and speak at was what an awesome opportunity. I met some incredible people, and I took Skyler with me. She got up on stage and kind of talked about the current music industry and, you know, the good things and the bad things. And anyway, we just kind of talked about what Gig is and what we're all about and kind of our goals and some of the things that we feel like we're doing to disrupt the music industry. And I will be speaking at some more of these functions and events. There's another one in New York in a couple months that I'm looking forward to. And then Bloomberg had me back on another TV segment. Well, they had me on a TV segment a few weeks back, and that's where Skyler and I announced the winner of her tournament live on air, which was Billy Shakespeare, who she's actually in the studio with recording right this very minute. So, it's been great. Those opportunities have been very, very good for us. So we love them.
Well, let me take this opportunity, if you got any artists listening out there or anybody have any questions, well, let me open up the phone lines for you to call in. Let me give you the phone number. It's 323-693-3830. Once again, 323-693-3830. And when you call in, press 1. That lets me know that you want to ask a question, and we'll pull you over to our conference room and ask you a few questions just to qualify you and bring you live to talk to Scott Warner, Gig Inc. CEO. And while they're doing that, I just wanted to see if there's anything else that is happening. You said that you're getting into film. Tell us a little bit about your venture into film and what that's going to provide as far as the industry for actors as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've always been a fan of entertainment across the board, the arts. And, this platform has been very, very good for artists. And mm-hmm. I thought to myself, why wouldn't we do this for film as well? I mean, why would we not give talent, you know, out there a shot at being seen and heard, or just give them a chance for exposure. And so I was fortunate enough to be introduced to a guy by the name of Jerry Mullen. Jerry is an Academy Award-winning producer. He produced Schindler's List and with Steven Spielberg, and he and Steven are really good friends. And just yesterday, I got to meet with two of Jerry's counterparts or some of the guys that he's been working with for quite a few years. Great, great people with what I believe. I mean, yesterday they showed me some of the stuff they're working on that works hand-in-hand with what we're doing over here at GIG. And it's called Sneak on the Lot, and that's all I can really tell you right now, because it's,
okay.
I know they're doing a big show, an hour long special in about I don't know, it's a month from now to kind of show what they're doing. But yeah, the truth is we are creating a platform that will be just, I mean, like unto what we got right now with GIG, with music, and we'll provide that for filmmakers, for actors, actresses, and directors, producers, all of it.
So where everybody can really collaborate, even on a current project or something that they might want to collaborate on, as far as being able to win maybe a role in the movie, is that sort of
yeah,
provide a backdrop. Yeah, that's awesome. That's totally awesome.
Yeah.
And tell
sure.
Me,
I mean, I was just going to say, just think of the opportunity. Can you imagine being able to shadow one of the greatest directors of our time, you know, for 2 weeks, watch, I mean, or get a shot at a, you know, at a role in one of these movies that we're producing. And Jerry's got some incredible stuff up his sleeve. Jerry has produced some big time movies, you know, the Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Wow.
I mean, he's done some pretty, Rain Man, he's done some pretty amazing projects, and the guy is amazing. Just in the time that I've spent with him, I've learned a lot.
Scott, it just seems like to me that GIG has opened up opportunities for current artists out there, but new artists that's emerging, and also futuristically actors, aspiring actors, to be able to meet maybe meet somebody on the set, maybe, like you say, shadowing a director or a producer. These are incredible opportunities. And so I wanted to ask you, is there any other things that you're thinking about? I'm looking at, you know, you're into the music industry, into the film industry. Any other things that you're collaborating on right now in any other area as far as all the mediums that's out there? Even radio.
Yeah, no, we just recently teamed up with Jay Sean, who's a mainstream artist. He just put out an awesome new album, and we're doing a cover contest similar to Skylar's whole deal. We're looking for an artist to get him in the studio to collaborate with, and so that just got launched, and we're about ready to launch another contest with Gavin DeGraw, a contest that will provide his fans a way to do a cover contest, and we're working on the prizes now, but they're going to be good, I'll tell you that much. And you know, that we got there's a whole bunch more. You know, sometimes these bands, that they, not until we get everything done and locked in can I share with you, you know, all these other bands, but we've got about six in the pipeline, two of which have top 10 songs and on the Billboard list right now that we're going to be working with and announcing the contest here shortly. So it's a lot of fun seeing a lot of these things happening.
Now, a lot of people may not know that you're the president and marketing genius behind One Good Thing by Jelly, a viral blog viewed by over 7 million readers every month. Tell us about that. I mean, how that gets started and how that concept came together. I'm starting to get into blogging myself, but, you know, 7 million readers, wow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I she's actually my aunt, and you know, when I made the move with GIG, I started realizing and seeing all the amazing opportunities that exist in the internet world, and there's some great opportunities to make some money, and you know, a lot of the things that I learned working with Jill on her site was how to market and how to create virality with some of the things that she's got going on the site. And I knew a lot of these things that I had been doing with her were things that I could utilize or basically do on GIG's website. And so There's just a lot of different things that I've learned over the course of the years, you know, doing some of the other stuff that I've done as far as marketing and sales and networking, that I apply towards Jill's website, and it's just exploded. And she's just amazing herself. I mean, her writing is as good as it gets. And it's attracted a lot of folks, as you know. And she's special. She's very special, and that's really helped it get on its way.
Well, I like to talk about the success of all those things, but also there's another side of you too, Scott. I understand just reading up a little bit about you, you have a charitable side to you, a philanthropic side. And could you share a little bit of that? I know a lot of times people don't like to mention that side of them, but could you share some of the things that you've been able to do to help some people as well, not only just actors and artists, but some people that might have some different needs out there that you've been able to contribute to?
Yeah, no, it's mom and dad always taught me growing up that you should always do your best to give back, and it comes back to you tenfold. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual, religious person, and I know where this stuff comes from. And I really enjoy, you know, doing whatever I can to help others. And, you know, I got to figure that you're referring to the Belize trip. I took a group of guys that I oversaw over at Pinnacle Security out there to hurricane victims in Belize that lost their homes. And, you know, you don't realize how blessed you are until you get into a third world country and see some of the circumstances that these folks, you know, live in. And we actually built some domes for them, very strong homes, you know, living quarters for some of these families. And it was just, look, we were the ones that benefited from the trip. Everyone that went out there will tell you easily that it was one of the greatest experiences that they've ever had. And, you know, definitely we'll continue doing that. It's funny, Jill and I have just recently been talking about putting together a charity that we'll oversee and do with us together, and then gig, absolutely. In fact, you know, Patrick Leonard, when I initially teamed up with him, he made it very clear that a certain amount of the money that we were to make would go directly to philanthropic endeavors, and that's 100% the plan.
And you know what? There's been returns on that you can't even get back in anything as far as monetary. I remember going to Mexico just years ago, but it changed my life, and it changed me to see the way that they live. And I thought that we in America was in poverty. You know, a lot of America that I thought we knew what poverty was until I went over and saw people living in cardboard houses, their entire families, you know, up against a warehouse. And then, you know, we went over to help them build, you know, a church where they can worship. And I was blown away of how they lived and how they were really thankful for what they had. And, you know, and so it really touches my heart when I see things like this, when people reach out to help people that's in impoverished countries, or also in a situation where they've had something tragic happen in their country. So I just want to applaud you for that effort and your philanthropic ventures that you're doing. So I just wanted to take my hats off to you on that. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. This is an incredible application. I want to see if there's anybody out there that want to even ask a question. We have our chat room area where you can go to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Niacom. And we have a Skype area, so if you want to go ahead and type some questions in there, we're available there as well. Let's take another break real quick, Scott, and we'll be right back in just a few moments after our sponsors.
Round the Clock Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase Sunday, August 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. at our new upscale location, the Zuri Restaurant at 117 South Watson Road at the Cypress Hotel off Highway 360 in Abrams in Arlington, Texas, with special guest recording artist
April Neville. Renowned saxophonist, flutist, and singer Joyce Spencer.
The name of my
the truth, along with Christian comedian Brandy, Selah and Bully, and nationally acclaimed spoken word artist GF Soldier. Hosted by Carmina Barnett and E. Wilson, the Conversator. Get your tickets today by going to firstsunday.eventbrite.com. That's firstsunday.eventbrite.com or call 972-834-5936. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. It's First Sunday Showcase and Buffet from 2 to 5 p.m. brought to you by Round the Clock Entertainment, because at Round the Clock, we don't stop.
Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
And we're back. This is Michael Johnson with Scott Warner Gig Inc. CEO. Hey, I wanted to ask this interesting question from Tabitha. She wanted to see what are you going to have any future type of contest like this again? I know you mentioned one, but any other future contests that Gig will be holding? And how will people find out about them? And how can they contact you guys?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. Would you repeat that, Michael? I apologize.
Yes. Oh, no problem. How often does Gig hold contests like this? Is it something that you do on a monthly basis, or is something as you develop it with artists when they want to collaborate with other musicians or artists out there? And how can people find out about them?
You know, they just need to go to gig.com, and trust me, we're going to be we'll do as many contests as we can. And you know,
wow.
we now have, you know, artists reaching out to us on a daily basis wanting to do more and more competitions, so which will, of course, in turn lead to more and more opportunities for aspiring artists to be heard and seen.
And as we're going to come to the conclusion of the broadcast, but I want to ask, is there anything else you want to highlight as far as the website, the application, or anything you want to say to some of our artists out there that's listening in? And what, and also, if you could conclude also, what would you say would Gig be bringing that's going to revolutionize this music industry with this application, and how?
Yeah, you know, what would I say to artists? I would say, artists out there, if you want a chance to be heard and seen, this is your opportunity. I can promise any artist that if they submit a video to our site and they're good, we'll find them. And once we do find them, we'll put them in a position, like I said, the best suits their talents. And, you know, there are going to be some incredible opportunities out there. And some of the producers that I'm teaming up with as we speak, these are some of the best in the biz, guys that have worked with and dealt with some of the greatest artists to ever walk the earth. And you know, I think a lot of the things that we're doing over here at Gig, it's exciting. Some sleeping giants is what Patrick has used. I mean, it's reigniting an excitement in some of the guys that have they're kind of slumbering in their caves right now, waiting for, you know, an opportunity. And I think that this is that opportunity. And so you know, these artists out there that are looking for this opportunity to be heard and seen, we've got the platform. So they just need to submit their videos to gig.com, and, you know, they can just showcase themselves if they'd like. And they also can, you know, enter some of these competitions that we provide. But, you know, and above all, you know, the thing that I really, really get excited about is our platform is not just for artists. It's for all types, fans of music in general. The application that we've created really, really creates a cool, unique, fun, creative way for fans of music to express themselves using lyrics. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, anyone that goes and downloads our app right now will immediately see the fun in some of the stuff that we're doing. And you can link, you know, you can link these different posts that you do to Facebook and Twitter. So it's creative, and it's very expressive. So
your fans can go to your site? the fans can go to your site, download the app, and then they can begin to use some of the music that's out there and post them to their social media and share back and forth like that for different, maybe a different occasion or different event, or just creatively just create something on their own page. Is that an application that some of the fans can get out of the application?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like Michael. You know, I'm sure you got a significant other. You may want to tell her that you love her, you know. And so what you can do is you can go type in the application, I love you, to whoever it is, and then you can tag their name in it and send it to Facebook, send it to Twitter. And, you know, I'm sure that you also have some people that you want to pop in the nose every once in a while, and you can say, you know, I want to punch you. And you type that in, and it pulls from the database. It pulls from the database all the different songs that have, you know, I want to punch you in your nose. I mean, there's millions and millions of songs to choose from, but it's really defining your moment with music at that very moment. So you can connect pictures to it. You can do videos, you know, 10-second videos that will play the song. I mean, it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting. I didn't catch the fan side of it. So it's a fun application, not only for artists to pull artists together or creative geniuses together, but also something where the fans can interact with one another. Or either, like, they can maybe start something, or maybe start something viral going out. You know, you got a lot of things that's happening on YouTube. You got a lot of things that's happening out there that goes viral, one concept, you know, based around an event. Or maybe they want to send a message to somebody across the world. Maybe there's a, you know, that somebody wants to send a message to Belize, you know, even the situation that happened there. And everybody can collaborate and send a powerful message saying we're standing with you, we're believing with you, or we're supporting you. So this is incredible. I didn't see that side of it. So everybody that's listening in, go to gig.com. Get involved. I'm getting involved. We're involved, Tabitha and I. And so we want to support Scott. We want to support Gig and all of the efforts that you guys are doing. We support you guys. And so we encourage everyone, get involved. Hey, we love it. We love it. Anything else, any other part of it? I want to learn everything about this application. I mean, any other side that we can get involved with and help push as well. Anything that we could do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you guys, I appreciate you having me on tonight, and definitely, you know, just tell people about it as much as you can. That's how this thing works, and the more the merrier. We want to try and get this into the hands of as many people as we can, and we want artists of every kind, mainstream artists, aspiring artists. We want them to know that we have a platform that allows them to be seen and heard. And it's not just seen and heard by, you know, fans of music all over the place. It's actually those that understand music and can do something about it. So, and put them in a position that best suits them.
Wow, this is incredible. Thanks so very much, Scott, for coming on the Nikon platform. It's truly an honor for you to be here and also to share the application, and I believe it's going to reverberate as this goes viral, even as this show goes viral. I believe this is going to reverberate into new collaborations happening over and over again. Thanks again. I really appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Michael and Tabitha. You guys take care.
All right, take care. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. And we're going to end the show tonight. And this is with Gig Inc. and Scott Warner. And we're seeing from Michael Anthony Johnson and Tabitha Natasha Johnson. We say good night. God bless you.